Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and Hotep everyone, and welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benton, and I am your host today on this Friday, October the 16th, 2020. We're broadcasting once again live from Henrico, Virginia, also known as the Capital Confederacy. Today is Factual Friday. So on Friday, we come with you with some facts that you may not know or you may already know, but we want to share some facts that we know with you in order to help propel you forward so that you can strive during these days and times. And our purpose is to help you create generational wealth, not just for yourself and your family, but for others by helping them do the exact same thing that we do, practicing group economics on a grand scale. Now, I want to start this off by saying that normally I do this on our Facebook 24K Wave page, but today we're broadcasting live from our UNIA and ACL page, the Gabriel Walker 456 division of the great organization / government founded by the right excellent Marcus Messiah Garvey. We're also broadcasting this on Blog Talk Radio and also on Anchor. So we are getting this word out to as many people as possible so that we won't have to struggle and our children won't have to struggle like we have been doing for over 400 years here in the North America, South America, Central America, everywhere on the planet, basically. That's what Garvey realized. And that was one of the reasons why he created the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League, for us to come together, for us to love each other, and for us to do for self. There have been many organizations that have followed in his footsteps to try to carry on his works, but the UNIA is still here, it's still going, not as strong as it was, but we have not gone anywhere. We do have a division here in Richmond, Virginia that's not active right now. My hope is to reactivate it very, very soon, so we can continue the work that we were doing here in the 90s before the government stepped up their war on our people. For those who do not know, I was arrested in 1999, and I did 6 years in the feds for 28 grams of marijuana and a gun that was legal, but the feds made it illegal. I was charged with misdemeanor charge, but because of what we were doing here in the Richmond area, the federal government wanted me off the streets. And so they non-processed my state charges and gave me a federal charge, a 5-count indictment. Went to court because I knew I wasn't guilty of the crime that they indicted me for. But, of course, not knowing that the federal government has a 99% conviction rate, I lost and I did 6 years in the feds. But all that is in the past. You know, what it did was made me stronger, made me more connected to the spiritual world and the realm. And basically, you know, that was part of my journey that I had to take for me to get to where I'm at today. So what we're doing here today is we're sharing some information. And what we say is that I want to ask, what will it take for us to learn that the government is not going to fix what's not broken? You see, a lot of people think that the system is broken, but it's not broken, people. This is exactly the way the people who created this country wanted it to create. They wanted to keep the wealth in the hands of a very few selected group, and poverty is going to run rampant to the masses of the people. While you have this middle class buffer, okay, these people, you know, they're going to continue to do what they have been conditioned to do so that they don't end up on the poor side, hoping that one day they'll get on the wealthy side. But until we learn some basic fundamentals about economics, most of us are going to struggle through life. And so we're going to share some of those things with you today. Hopefully they will sink in, and hopefully you'll take action and apply those into your life. And one of the things that most of us and were not taught in the educational system is that gold is money. Gold is real money. Everything else is credit. This is what J.P. Morgan said when he testified in front of Congress before the Federal Reserve was created in 1913. The Federal Reserve is not the federal government. It's a bribing banking cartel owned by a select few individuals. You know, they have central banks in different cities throughout the United States. And most countries now have adopted this criminal Ponzi scheme of creating cash out of paper. And we think that this is money. But the true definition of money is it must be worth the same or more in the future as it is today. The U.S. dollar doesn't do that. Only gold will store your labor and your buying power. Let me give you some numbers, some examples, so I can give you some clarity on this. In 1920, you could purchase a brand new vehicle for about $645 U.S. for a kilogram of gold. Fast forward to today, 2020, $1,000, a nice one. Those people in Blog Talk Radio that we were cut off, so you missed quite a bit. I'm not going to go back over what we were saying here. We'll be back here on Monday. We may cover some of those topics again. So let me carry on with this short message that I have, because we only do this show for 15 minutes, three times a week. People's attention span is not that great, so I don't want to keep bore you, because a lot of people probably stay out here for maybe 1 minute and they're gone. So, like I said, you must learn wealth principle number one, and that's pay yourself first, okay? But you want to make sure you pay yourself an asset, something that's going to hold its value and store. Another way that you can create wealth is real estate. All right, now real estate is okay, but it's not the best. Gold is the best because once you own it, it's yours. There's no taxes on it. There's no maintenance on it. You don't have to worry about renting it out. You don't have to pay worry about if you don't pay taxes on it every year, you could lose your property, okay? And right now, due to this COVID-19, a lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people are out of work. And so a lot of people are not being able to pay their rent. So a lot of people who own these properties are not getting their rent money. So they may default on their mortgages on their rental properties. So real estate is good, but you never know what the way the economy is going to go. Right now, we're in a depression because millions of people have lost their jobs during this pandemic, this COVID-19. And more than half of those jobs are not going to come back. Artificial intelligence is on the horizon. It's going to eliminate hundreds, if not millions, more jobs here in the United States alone. So we're on a new day and new time, people. It's like it's never been before. And so we have a better way. We have a company that we practice group economics with, and it's called FreeBay. There's going to be a link here that you can click to learn more, or you can get back with the person that shared this with you. And what we do, we allow you to open up a free gold savings account. Everything here is optional. There's no requirement to spend a dime to make money here. But you can start this business from the comfort of your home / your phone, because you can work this business from anywhere. And some of the products that we have in FreeBay is a gold savings account. You can save your gold in small increments that everyone can afford, a tenth of a gram at a time, which is about U.S. dollars. And they're stored for free, or you can have it shipped home to your home via FedEx. Also, we have the FreeBay Academy to teach you how to become entrepreneurial, how to learn how to market your business, promote your business, how to work Zoom presentations, how to grow and be successful in a business or in any area of your life. And teach you how to set goals and all kinds of things are in the Academy. We also have the Cryptocurrency Academy. A lot of you may not have heard of cryptocurrency, but a lot of you probably heard of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. That is going to be the new money of the future, and that is the people's money, and gold is God's money. But these fiat currencies that we are using to get goods and services, that's the government money, all right? And historically, every fiat currency has returned to zero. So eventually, the U.S. dollar is going to be worthless. So if you're holding on to it, you're making a very drastic, serious mistake, people. You need to start exchanging that paper for gold to save, not to spend, but to save, to create generational wealth. And a third way to make generational wealth is free labor or real cheap labor. And that's what most people have been struggling and suffering from, because most of the labor that they are giving to these corporations, they're giving it to them at cheap. That's why the stock market is doing great right now, because the profits are great for corporations while the masses of people are struggling from paycheck to paycheck, those who still have a paycheck. We're about out of time here on this program. Sorry for the technical problems that I had. I don't know why I got cut off from my show earlier on the Blog Talk Radio, but we did continue on Anchor, and we did continue on the Facebook page. I'm going to be saving this also, and I'll be posting it on my YouTube channel. So if you see this on my YouTube channel, you see any value in what I'm sharing, please like, please share, and just keep coming back, because hopefully you eventually hear something that's going to spark a plug and is going to help you realize that we're all being played like pawns by the puppet masters. You know, like they sitting in their ivory towers like on a video game, and they're playing us all against each other. We're being used and abused by a system that's not broken. It's working for those that created it, but it's not working for you. That's why out of 100 people, by the time they reach age 65, only one is successful. We are in a system of debt. We're born in a system of debt. We're born in a system that's designed for us to fail financially. We go to school, we get a college education, we come out in debt. Most of us never pay that debt off, so we're in debt for the rest of our lives. And debt, my friend, is another form of faith. All we offer you is an opportunity to get free. So we're going to end right here. Thanks for tuning in. Peace, power, and love.